When I first decided to do something about the challenges I saw my colleagues facing, I thought I understood the sacrifices and all that was entailed. I spoke to my then teenage son, Reedus, who actually was the one who propelled me towards doing something about the social economic situation in my community. We discussed this, the sacrifices it would mean to him, and I chose to embark. I knew it would mean giving up a lot of what I enjoyed. I knew it would mean giving up dating. It would mean a drastic change in lifestyle. I was even prepared to give up my own personal design, simply because I understood that the culture in which I was trying to solve the issue would be uncomfortable with another designer. There would be issues of trust, and I stepped back, designing for myself. But in the over 10 years that I worked within this sector, I found myself designing for other designers. I found myself designing just out of response to the needs I saw consumers expressing. Forward 7 years later, and I'm totally entrenched within the fashion tech area that need to see and build and solve solutions using technology, with a wealth of design knowledge experience on the other hand, realizing that very catalog of designs can help some of the designers I was working with. Few understand that every design starts with a prototype. It starts with the technical aspect of solving the issues of fit, pattern selections, etc. My patterns had been designed with real women and had been designed to fit as well as cut course. I had used these patterns with some of the other designers, and they had very successful results. Why not have the same approach? Create a core set of patterns that can be used by any designer working within a set group who would freely use them for their commerce. That initial technical design, that product development phase, can cost anywhere from $150 to over $1,000, depending on what is being designed. By removing that cost, sharing it with a small annual license fee, designers then completely can bring their design within affordability reaches. What if we can also do other forms of collaboration as designers? What if we can bulk purchase our notions, our fabrications, things that were in common? Designers may not use the same prints, but they definitely use the same core solids. And not only that, by designing within the same solid range, designers within one boutique can then merchandise and sell more product, as we had proven in 2006-07 at 4W Circle of Art and Enterprise. But would designers be willing to work on a collaborative basis? I did not stop to even challenge that. What I realized before that could even happen, we would have to create the designs within realistic measurements. A major challenge. I was working in Brooklyn. The build of the consumers there, being from across the globe, was showing me that real measurements that can be used as specs, needed to be updated. Not one designer had the same set of specs or core measurement values, or even knew where they had gotten these core measurements from. There is a lot to be done in fashion tech, and our goal is to solve that problem.